أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون. In the previous ayat we read about the Jewish people, the Zionists, how they changed the laws of Allah Ta'ala, the words also, the meanings also in the Torah, and how they tried to get different command, different leniencies from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how Allah Ta'ala opened up the secrets, and that in the Torah also the very same command was written which was in the Quran also, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam enforced that law which Allah Ta'ala had given. So this changing of the ayat of Allah Ta'ala and the words and the meanings that the Jewish people had done, and as explained, Allah Ta'ala did not take the responsibility of looking after the Torah and the Injil. Therefore, they changed it. But for the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility, and the Quran Sharif will not be changed as such. So, Allah Ta'ala is sounding this warning to us that we must not make the same mistake which the Jews and the Christians had done, where they had changed their kitab. We must not do that. Though there are people who try and change it, but Allah Ta'ala has taken the promise to look after the kitab, and exactly as the Quran Sharif was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is in our hands today exactly the same. But there are people who try to change it, and Allah Ta'ala sounds a warning for those people. Allah Ta'ala says, not only changing it, but then making decisions and laws against the Quran Sharif, according to one's whims and fancies, according to please people, as in the previous ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, and do not sell my ayats for a small petty sum, that is for the gains of this dunya. Don't change the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So we must also be very careful, and today unfortunately if we see that whether it's the Muslim world, the countries which claim that they run according to Islam and that they are Muslim countries, but the Islamic law is not enforced there. And that is the law of justice, so that people can find peace and security. That is only in the laws of Allah Ta'ala, who is the creator of man and the controller of man. In man-made laws, there can't be that. Man is prone to errors. Man is prone to mistakes. And man's nafs overtakes him in all matters. So man's laws will not be able to bring that justice. It is only Allah Ta'ala's laws. So Allah Ta'ala sounds a warning in the last part of this ayat and says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, اور جو کوئی حکم نہ کرے اس کے موافق جو کہ اللہ نے اتارا. Those people who do not give decisions and give verdicts according to that which Allah Ta'ala had revealed. And in the ayat to come in front, Allah Ta'ala has given in detail the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, that law of Allah Ta'ala. Those who do not make rulings according to that, Allah Ta'ala sounds a warning and says, and we all have to fear very greatly about this, for أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. So wahi log hai kafir. These are those people who are disbelievers, who don't believe in the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And for us just to say that I believe in the Quran Sharif is not enough. We have to believe in every ayat of the Quran Sharif, that Allah has made interest haram, Allah has made hijab, parda, faraz, Allah Ta'ala has made these laws for capital crimes, the capital punishment. All that, not only must we believe in it, which is absolutely necessary, but it must be practiced also. And today, unfortunately, we don't give our rulings according to the law of Allah Ta'ala. And in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala is warning us. And Allah Ta'ala, in many ayat, motivates us that think of the Akhirat, think of the Creator of the world, and that is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and think of His laws, and fulfill His commandments and His laws. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.